Welcome again to another program of Restoring Your Life. Well, of course, we're already past the elections and we know who the president is. And I want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on in the world. I know that I talk a lot about loving and forgiving and truth. Well, this all is going to be mingled up into this message tonight because many of the things that are happening in the world today is because of what's in the hearts of men. And I realize that these are mostly young people at this point, school age, college age, people that are very upset and irate at things going on. This actually shows me something, and I hope that it shows you something as well, that the day that we took prayer out of the schools and God out of the schools, took the Pledge of Allegiance out of the schools, these kinds of things under God, out of the schools, out of the colleges. And we began to teach more whatever happens, happens. If it feels good, do it mentality. We've lost a generation. But we can get it back, people. We can get it back. You know, the Lord is amazing. He is so gracious. He knew this was going to happen. I remembered one time after the 9/11, I was doing a conference and there was a lady in the session and she says, you know, after all that happened, I started to get really suspicious of people with, India descent. And I go, no, it just took this to bring your emotions and your real truth to the surface. So there was always a suspicion in her. It just took this to bring it to the surface. And I'm believing the same thing that's happening around the world today. It took this election to bring to the surface that which is in the men's hearts and women's hearts and children's hearts. And I think that it's a good thing because now we have a real determination to pray for the hearts of man. It isn't about politics. It isn't about who won or who didn't. It's about how are the people responding to what has taken place. Now, I know God is a patient God. Why? Because Isaiah says so. Let's take a look what it says. Isaiah 30:18, and it says, "And therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious to you, and therefore will he be exalted, and he may have mercy upon you, for the Lord God is of judgment, and blessed are they that wait for him." So as we realize at this moment in time that God is waiting, he is waiting for the hearts of men. And by seeing what they're made of, now he has something to really go after. He's allowing us as believers, as Christians, as people who know the Lord, to know how to pray now, to know how to pray for the hearts of our youth, for those that are in opposition of peace, of those who are struggling in their identities. Things like this, we'll know how to pray now. Don't look at it as a horrible thing. Look at it as an opportunity because God already saw these hearts. He already knew what was going on inside. Now we as people get to see now what God sees. Let's not run around and pull our hair and wonder what happened. We know exactly what happened. God was removed. Well, let's put him back. And I'm believing and I'm going to hope with all my heart and strength that this new president, the new leadership is going to bring back those values back into the home again. And yeah, nobody's perfect. Okay. Nobody's perfect. And everybody has made mistakes. Me being one of them. Hey, you know what? I have been married 4 times and yet the Lord's love and grace to me has helped me help countless thousands of people who would otherwise be full of shame and guilt because of what they've done and half the things that I have done on this earth. Now, if God can meet me and waited for me and have patience for me, he's going to have the same for our president, our leaders, and our youth. And Father in heaven knows that his love expands greater than our hearts, our own condemnation, our own pain. It's greater. He is greater than all these things. And if we truly believe that as believers, and we believe that the power that lives within us is that of the Holy Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead, we can bring back to life the youth's hearts, the children's hearts, the young adults' hearts, even elderly hearts, back into the kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy in the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm telling you, this is a simple equation. There's a scripture in the Old Testament where it says that 1 + 1,000 is God. God is the thousand. We're the one. And I'll tell you something. If we, and I know we're doing it now because the Lord is hearing our prayers and He's responding because people are really turning from their wicked ways and the Lord is going to heal our land. And I'm believing that that includes the hearts of men. I'm believing that it includes everything that our hand touches will prosper. I'm standing on the ground that the Lord has waited, and He was waiting, and He was waiting. Well, now time has come for Him to stop waiting and now meet us where we're at. And so I love it, though, when He says He waits for us, because you know how there's a driver that's a drunk, okay? And he drives and he gets into an accident and he kills the innocent in another vehicle. But he himself survives. Have you ever thought about why? Why did he survive? Because the Lord waits. He's waiting for that individual to turn from his wicked ways. He's waiting for that individual to seek God, to find restitution, to walk in truth, to take responsibility for his life. See, the Lord is waiting, not waiting around for anything bad to happen to an individual. No, He's waiting through those things because He would that all men are saved. And so even those that seem that, wow, they should just, you know, throw away the key. God loves them just as much. I have a friend that is in jail right now for multiple homicide. He killed 3 people that were unarmed. He did it out of fear, and there was definitely some extenuating circumstances in that. But the fact remained, he killed 3 people that were unarmed. He's in jail, and he's going to be in there for a long time. But here's the thing. He's a Christian. Yeah, he's a believer. He did this crime, but God loves him. God wants to draw him even closer to him. Now, God doesn't use horrible situations to make people love him or serve him. He will use it, but he doesn't make it happen. The choices of people on this planet are just that. It's their choices. And then God works with those choices. You know, I remember the old movie, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And there was a guy that was a bad guy, and he was running around whispering in the kids' ears to tell them to steal some kind of a Gobstopper kind of candy. You know, he'll even pay them to tell them the ingredients. So, of course, one by one, all the way down to Charlie. And he goes into the office where Willy Wonka is because, of course, Charlie didn't win either. He messed up in one of the rooms and stuff. So anyway, he says, I'm sorry, you're not the winner either. So Charlie gives him back the Gobstopper. Willie takes it in his hand and says, what a good deed this boy has done. Of course, that's my paraphrase. I don't know exactly what he says. But he looked at Charlie and goes, you won. He goes, what do you mean I won? You won because you were honest. And guess who comes out from behind the curtain? The bad guy. The boy jumps back and goes, oh my gosh, he's the bad guy. Willie goes, no. No, he's not. He works for me. See, Willie was testing the hearts of those boys and girls to see if they were going to be honest. And I believe that's what God does. Bad things happen. Situations happen to every person. The Lord says He reigns on the just and on the unjust. Good things happen and bad things happen. Again, the bad thing does not happen by God's hand, but He will use our choices, our wrong decisions. Okay, He will use those things to draw him to him, but he does not make those things happen. God is not evil. The Bible says in James is that he's a father of good things, whom turns no one aside. And he gives good always, and God is good. And if we call him not good, we're calling him evil. And we cannot do that because that is not God. That means we're listening to a liar. And that is the God of this world, which is Satan. So who are you going to listen to? Are you going to listen to the father of lies or the father of truth? Who's your daddy? The Godfather or God the Father? So it is our choice every day what we make of it. And then God uses those choices, whether good or bad, for our good, because he's waiting. He's in that place of waiting. He's waiting for somebody right now to make a decision. But you're in fear of making a decision. You're not really sure how you're going to make ends meet with that decision. You're not really sure if God's going to be there with that decision. So you're sitting there, not making a decision. Well, you know what? Not making a decision is a decision. So decide today to make a decision. You know, I love this. I have to tell you this. This is really cool. God is a GPS. You cannot make a decision that God cannot turn around, right? It says all things work for good to those who love God according to his purpose. He's going to turn everything into good. Now, you might have to jump a few hurdles or go under a few fences, okay? Go around a few mountains and through a few tunnels. But you're going to get through it, and it's going to come out good on the other side. But it's, again, based on our decisions, what we go through. I have a friend telling her how I had to go through this, and I went through that, and I went through this. And she goes, man, I never had to go through none of that stuff. I had godly parents who raised me up, and I never went left or right. I just stayed on the straight and narrow. I just kind of, you know, followed their lead. And you know, I'm married now and have lots of kids. And, you know, I never had to have those problems. And I praise God for that individual because their parents grew fruit. And it was their children. And the fruit is bearing more fruit. Good fruit, right? Well, I didn't have that opportunity. I had a wonderful growing up. But I wasn't, you know, instructed in the things of the Lord. Not like I could have been. My mother did her best. She did take us to Sunday school. I don't remember none of it. I remember some of the songs. But I do know that my mom took us and my dad took us. There was no interaction in the home. Okay. And so I had to learn it as an adult, how to really have a relationship with Jesus. So now I'm reaping the good fruit, but it wasn't always that way. And so again, it's by our choices, but God is waiting. And the same thing was going on in the world today. He is waiting for every heart, every person, every situation, in other countries even, all the things that are going on in other countries, in our own country. Every heart is important to God, every heart. There is no color, there is no creed, there is no nationality on a heart. Every heart is red. Every heart pumps blood. And that's what the Lord looks at, the hearts of men, all of us. He looks at our heart. And it takes situations like this for it to come to the surface to show us what is really going on in the hearts of men. Now, we